The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Healthy competition is something where you're constantly challenging yourself. Yes, you're competing with other people, but you're constantly saying, well, if I'm better than that, you know, person over there in pickleball, or I'm part of a pairing that we're better than them, but we didn't show up, well, then we need to refine our skills.
My name is Johnny L. Sasser, and I'm a former Special Operations U.S. Army Ranger and Tactical Commander to the U.S. Ambassador's Protective Detail. I have seen the struggle even the most hardened men have faced when they combat their inner demons, and I am here to shine a light on those struggles to show that no man is exempt from adversity and internal pain. Men from all walks of life share their stories of hardship, darkness, and perseverance so that every man knows that whatever he is going through, he is not alone. Evolution for Men begins now.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Art of Masculinity. I want to dive into something that's come up recently in my life. I've been taking on a lot more competitions, and that has been something that's super challenging in the sense that, like, I absolutely love competitions, and it's something that brings out the best in me. And also in some ways, it's kind of like the worst in me too. I find that as I've gotten older and I learn how competitive I am with myself, not necessarily with other people, I have a very high expectation of my level of performance. And when I'm not meeting that, there's a frustration there. And sometimes if I'm playing a team sport, I could feel like the other person is, they don't feel very good. And it's usually not to do with them. It's just a lot of times it's my performance. But I want to dive into this because I think that one of the bigger things in our lives that, especially as men, that we need to constantly do. I mean, I'm 37 and I'm constantly looking for new challenges to take on, things that are very uncomfortable for me. And I've been bringing a lot of that into my life recently. One of those things, as you guys have heard about, is pickleball. It's one of those, it's you know, the trend right now, but I have a lot of fun doing it. It's brought that competition level back to my life. It's something, it's a sport, which I absolutely love. And it's allowed me to kind of dive back into some old habits that challenge me to constantly raise the bar. But then it also permeates over into a lot of other things I do in life because I'm religiously working on my pickleball game. And it reminds me of the effort that it takes to get very good at something, that you got to be willing to do the boring, repetitive things so that you can actually build a strong foundation. And I love that reminder for life. I think in a certain age, we just decide that we're not going to do those things anymore, that we're past doing the learning part of anything in life, that we're past doing the repetitive, boring, fundamental things that can get you good in a, at a certain aspect, whatever you're focusing on. And so that was the first thing that I've kind of dove into. Now, some of you guys may know, and I'm not sure that I've mentioned it too much on here, but I got into Toastmasters, and part of that is to up-level my speaking. That is a big part of what I'm looking at for my business, being a paid keynote speaker is something that I do. And to be able to do that and feel confident in it, I need to keep up-leveling my speaking abilities, which means, you know, staying on the craft, number one, but then also challenging myself. So I submitted myself to the international speaking competition for Toastmasters. And we just recently had our first level of competition at the area level. And I won that. And now it's on to the next level in a couple weeks. Now, again, very challenging, guys. Like, you're competing against other incredible speakers and you're having to not only craft a speech, but memorize it to the point of being able to make it organic, if that makes any sense to anybody. Some people that are speakers listening to this will understand what that means. Other people will be like, bro, that sounds very contradictory. But that's essentially what you're doing, is you're memorizing a format and some of the speech to then make it organic so you can flow through it and add things here and there and then deliver an impactful speech for this competition. Now, the challenging part to all of this is I am competing with other people, and they are incredibly good speakers that I'm going to be going up against. And you have judges, and then the judges can be subjective, right? Maybe a message hits home for them more than a different message that I give. And all of a sudden, one judge weighs me a little differently. Those are all the aspects of it, but it's so fun. It is so fun to be in this element of very, very much discomfort while also being in this element of challenging yourself to get better and to improve and to be so good, they have no other choice but to vote for you. That is the level of expertise, the level of challenge that I crave. So that's another piece that I'm doing. And all of that becomes part of how I constantly challenge myself with things that I'm just very uncomfortable with. And I can't stress to you guys how important that is, because it's brought so much vitality back into my life. It's brought so much, you know, effort back into my life. Not that I ever was, it was ever gone, but it's improved my business. It's improved my focus on my business. It's improved my focus in the gym as well. And the gym is one of those things. I love it. It's a part of who I am. It's a part of who I get to be. And you can fall stagnant in the gym. Many of you guys that are religious, avid gym goers know that you can fall stagnant. You can plateau. We all experience it. But when you start to introduce new things into your life, it challenges you not only in a learning capacity, but it challenges you to up-level in all the other areas in your life, because you get a reminder of what it's like to be back in that grind mentality. And I'm not talking about the toxic grind of like work till 3 a.m. because you're an entrepreneur. I have a whole conversation about that, because there's a lot of toxicity around that mindset that actually does not help you. But it's not about that grind. It's about the grind of getting back to the fundamentals of something that is new to you, getting back to the basics, being able to convey a message, for instance, in a very small window of a speech, 5 to 7 minutes, right? That's a very small time. You got to be very coordinated. You have to have accurate punchlines. You have to have tonal control. You have to have body language. All these things play in to those factors and how you deliver an entire speech. And you're challenging yourself on multiple levels within that one challenge. So when you bring all this stuff back into your life, if you've experienced competition before and you bring all these things back into your life, these competitions back into your life, you now have allowed yourself to then bring back that fighting spirit, to bring back the things that drove you to want to up-level in the younger years of your life, or if you were, you know, if you're higher up in your company now, the younger years where you were having to put in a ton of effort and time so that you did get recognized for being good at your job. Now you're putting yourself back into it. And I've talked about the time before, or I've talked about this before, where we have times as men where we just stop trying to push ourselves. We really do. We get very comfortable. We get very stagnant. We're totally okay with average, with the known discomfort as opposed to the unknown discomfort. And life gets mediocre. And it's where I don't want my life to ever get, and I don't want other men to get there. And so think about how you're going to challenge yourself. Part of the pickleball stuff is I put myself in tournaments, right? And I played over the last month and a half or so. I've already played in like 3 tournaments, I think. And that is challenging in and of itself, because you're having to be in a game time experience where mistakes mean losses, you know, repetitive mistakes mean losses, right? And then that phases you into whether you're going to be competing for a medal or you're not competing for a medal. And those are all elements that you just don't get outside of really trying to put yourself in uncomfortable places. So how are you going to challenge yourself, guys? How are you going to put yourself in an uncomfortable place now? Something that you can take on that is not necessarily in your wheelhouse. I've always been somebody who could speak. That's, you guys I'm almost 400 episodes deep into a podcast. I've spoken in front of numerous military leaders running missions, high-level missions for special operations. I've spoken in front of numerous high-level government officials. Like, all of these things have been part of my repertoire, but being on a stage, being in front of people and having to convey a story, a message, an emotion to an entire crowd to get them to vote for you, to get the judges to vote for you is a whole different thing. It's very uncomfortable. But at the end of the day, I want to be very good at this because it is something that is part of my business. I don't want to be somebody that rests on their laurels and says, well, I was former Spec Ops. I was protective specialist to the US ambassador. I have this, or I've done this. I don't want to rest on laurels. I actually want to have that as my business card, but I want to be very good at speaking. So people aren't just like, well, he's got the background. They're like, oh no, he delivered. If that is you, it's a challenge, guys. You need to get that stuff back into your life. Those things that really cause you to up level, that really push you to be like, wow, how am I going to continually improve? What are the steps that I need to do to work on these fundamentals so that I'm looked at as actually an expert in this field or good, being very good in this new field that I'm embarking on? But if you're not willing to take on new challenges, if you're not willing to step into unfamiliar places, then you're going to reside in stagnancy. And that's where we don't want to be as men. So find yourself competition. And when I talk about competition, guys, this is what healthy competition is. Healthy competition is something where you're constantly challenging yourself. Yes, you're competing with other people, but you're constantly saying, well, if I'm better than that, you know, person over there in pickleball, or I'm part of a pairing that we're better than them, but we didn't show up, well, then we need to refine our skills. We need to start working on the finesse of the game, because we couldn't be a team that we were more talented than because we didn't show up consistent. We didn't show up well. So now it's a challenge to us. It's nothing on them. They did a great job and they got to move forward. But now it's on us to go back and refine our skills. That's what I'm talking about, healthy competition. You're constantly really filling out how to compete with yourself, how to get better, how to do more, so that the next time you go into that tournament, if your partner's not playing as well, you could maybe make up for that. Or your partner's not, you're not playing as well, so your partner's able to make up for it, right? Those are the questions that we get to ask ourselves when we're talking about healthy competition. It's all about making ourselves better, being better than we were the day before. I've talked about that. But speaking as well, this is, to me, it is a competition. I am trying to be better than everybody else out there with a lot of respect for them. And I'm also trying to improve myself better than the last time I was out on a stage. Because when I'm doing that, I'm just constantly putting myself in a healthy mindset of what is it that I can do to improve on my delivery, on my connection with the crowd. So when we think about competition, guys, people want to paint that in toxicity, but it's not. It's a very healthy thing if we utilize it in the right way and leverage it to continually up-level. Those are the new things that are going on in my life. And I've seen multiple people talk about competition. And a lot of times it's in kind of the fighting arena. And that's where a lot of guys are really applying it. But think about how you can do this in your life. If you're not a guy who's into any martial arts, or maybe not a guy that just doesn't even really appeal to you, think about in your life where you can transition that competition. Maybe it is something to do with speaking. Maybe it is something to do with a sport. Try to find where you can reintroduce this competition to improve all areas of your life. My wife loves that I'm jumping into multiple things. I feel like I'm just competing on something every week, to be honest right now. But it's a good feeling because it is bringing so much more back to my relationship, back to my business, back to my own personal psychological health. It's bringing me back to a level of really looking and anticipating a challenge ahead of me and saying, how am I going to perform? It also tests you on your performance. Now, when we were younger, especially in sports, there was a lot less to think about. There was more action of just being there and being present in it. But as we get older, we have all of these other things to think about. We have families, we have jobs, we have houses, we have animals. We have all of this that's compiled within our minds. And so when you go to compete in something, how do you show up now? It tells you a lot about yourself, but it also allows you to see areas that you can massively improve. What is your mindset now in competition? How do you approach it? How do you perform? Are you a game timer? Or have you lost some of that edge? Those are all great things to know about yourself, not just for competition, but for life in general. How are you going to perform under pressure? If you can perform under pressure in a competition, well, then you can look at some other areas in your life and perform under pressure there and see how well you do. This all translates to how we flow back into our lives if we're allowing ourselves to reintroduce healthy competition. So where are you going to challenge yourself, guys? I really ask you this question. And I think that every single person listening to this episode should go back and say, okay, how am I going to step forward tomorrow? And what is it that I'm going to reintroduce to my life that gave me a level of competition back when I was growing up or something I've wanted to do? Again, that can even be introducing something that could be months away, a particular specific competition that's months away that you have to train for. Even that one thing allows you to really elevate your life. So think about where you're going to challenge yourself. Think about what you're going to introduce for competition. Think about what that looks like. How much do you have to train? What do you have to reinstitute in your life to get the fundamentals down? And then start to really pay attention to how you can utilize these refreshers of tools or these new tools that you're gaining. How can you use them in your normal life? All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, remember to go check out Apple iTunes. If you guys love what we're doing here, give us a 5-star review. Also, let everybody know what you love about the show. The more people that can see that, the more it helps them to know if it's going to be something they want to listen to and allow to impact their lives. And the more people we can impact, guys, the more we can help the next generation of healthy men that are going to grow up and continue to propel our society forward. So do me a favor, do that next person behind you a favor, give us a 5-star review, let everybody know what you love about the show. All right. As always, remember that the world deserves a better caliber of man, and it's our obligation to give it to him.